This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, how do you? 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's 15th of June. A lot of things going on, as usual. Kind of a cool thing that we have the ability, Jay, to talk about all these things and recommend to people what they read and tell them what we see and what we're hearing. It's kind of an interesting... Life is a paradox, quite a paradox. The more you push yourself into areas that are uncomfortable. Like we were talking about Father's Day, and you asked me the right question, but I didn't have an answer for it, really. You heard me stretching and sort of guffawing a little bit and trying to come up with an answer. It wasn't something that I immediately could answer, frankly. And those are the best kind of questions, ones that you don't immediately answer, at least personal questions. You know, if you're thinking about your father and what your relationship to him was all about. Did you have the same exercise on Mother's Day? And what is there? Is it just those days? Or do you think about your relationship with your parents with frequency? What'd they teach you? What'd you learn from them? What'd they learn from you? Oftentimes, it's a two-way street. I know I certainly have learned a lot from my children. They learned a lot from me and from their mother, but they're turning it around. You have these teachable moments. My son and I were having this conversation on Monday as we were driving in Connecticut about the pluses and minuses of owning the kind of a car that I do versus the kind of a car that he wants to own. He wants to own the same kind of a car, only he doesn't want to have it powered the way my car is powered. And did you know, Dad, that they're putting these kind of engines in these cars now? And frankly, I didn't. I find that his ability to read and comprehend and to hold on to things and then to share them, Jay, is extraordinary. Both my children are like that. But my son surprises me because he wasn't a great student. I wasn't a great student either. It wasn't that he's not smart. It's just that there was nothing challenging, really, in the academic pursuits that he followed. He didn't find the right things until he was well out of school, almost to the point of it was a waste of time for him going to school.
Oh, for sure. And I think as adults, we also have a little bit more autonomy in how we learn, where kids today, there is a focus that it's not all about visual or audio learning. There are other ways that people learn best. Yeah. But when you were in school, and even when I was in school, those were the only two ways to learn. And if you couldn't learn one of those ways, then you were clearly a problem child. And that could not be farther from the truth. And now kids today, they understand that with these students.
One of the things that was funny, we also were talking, my son and I have great conversations sometimes about the silliest things. He was talking about how many parrots there are in Los Angeles and where they all came from. And why is it that parrots have found a home in Los Angeles, maybe more so than any other... why would you want to have a conversation about parrots? What brings that up? We were talking about responses to things, because he's very responsive to the things that we talk about. And I think maybe he is because that's the atmosphere in which he grew up, because of what I do for a living and the constant conversation that I'm always having with people about the whys, the hows, the wheres, the whats in life. This is a perfect, me being on the radio doing a program like this is a perfect outcome for the personality that I am, and my whole being is about trying to find answers to stuff. You know, I've just finished an email during the news to a fellow who's one of the guardians in my community. I've been talking off and on about being involved in this development, the thing that we're building around a farm, the Agrihood, building a development, 63 homes around a working farm. And the concept is so unusual that even though I'm considered sort of a local character, maybe a local hero to a point because I'm doing something that's different and has attracted a lot of positive attention, it still frustrates me that people who are supposedly in charge of giving me permits don't really have a clue about stuff. They don't have a broad view, and the narrow view that they have is suspicion. And so I just left a note. I can't believe how suspicious people are who are in government, how untrusting they are. Are people that they're dealing with all the time, are they that crooked? Are they that deceptive? Is the world full of people who lie and cheat and steal? I'd like to think that was the exception, not the world.
Not the rule. The exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
But, and I think a lot of times when you deal with certain types or you get burnt by certain types, then you start to think that everybody's that way. But there's also a mindset that if you yourself are that way, you assume everybody else is that way. Like most times in terms of spouses, if one thinks the other spouse is cheating when that spouse is in fact not cheating, typically it's because the one with the suspicion is cheating themselves too.
Yeah. That happened in my life. As a matter of fact, interesting you bring that up, because the lady that I probably cared as much for as any lady that was in my life, she was in my life for 7 years, she was always thinking about that. And then I found when we would go, you know, we'd have our timeouts, she'd be chasing somebody else around, you know, because she couldn't be by herself and she couldn't imagine not being with somebody. So she just had to be with somebody, with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But because of what she saw in her life growing up, I suppose that maybe is what predicated her thinking the way she did. So, anyway, all right, so enough of that. We could get lost on it. Father's Day, we can get lost on lots of stuff. Here's the story of a teenager in Utah. Tell me what you think of this. Here's this teenager who was stripped of a pageant title after winning the title, but then apparently there was a clerical error. And so the crown that Amanda Giraldi got, she was named Miss Teenager something or other. After 3 days, she was told she'd have to relinquish the crown because the pageant official said she was too old to have competed. They didn't know that. When she was competing, the two ladies that ran the organization came to her house to explain what happened. And she tried to question and figure out what was going on, and they didn't want to talk about it. They had their mind made up, and they said, we want the crown back.
Well,
so how do you...
That clearly she shouldn't have... If she was too old to have competed and there was a clerical error...
They should have known that.
They should have known that ahead of time. But for her to have won when she shouldn't have been there in the first place, that's kind of like, well, then you shouldn't have won. But they need to accept responsibility themselves, too.
So how would you handle that? Then how would you, if you had been one of the judges?
In an ideal world, they would come clean about it and accept responsibility, and then she would have the opportunity to relinquish the crown herself. Yeah, yeah. Or give the opportunity for another one. The way it was handled, definitely, this should not have been. There was a situation for prom queen when I was in high school. It was homecoming. And the girl who, there was some kind of counting error, and the one that they announced as homecoming queen really didn't win. Somebody else did. But rather than go back on the word, they made that person the prom queen.
Yeah. Isn't it?
So it was kind of like, well, then who actually should have won prom queen?
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump should have been how about Donald Trump? Make him the prom queen. Oh, yeah. Why not?
Wait, which one did he used to own? Was it Miss USA?
Yes.
Miss America. Miss USA, yeah.
Or was it, what's the international one? Is Miss America, Miss USA, and wasn't there another one?
Yes, but one of them leads into the world one.
Miss
Universe,
World.
Miss Universe?
Miss Universe. Yeah, I think, I don't know, whatever. Isn't it interesting how much all our conversation focuses in part or too much of it on Donald Trump and what's going on. I'm trying to make some sense of the political fallout now after his indictment, and he's turned it into a like a campaign thing. Leave it to him to turn and twist it around. It's pretty awkward. I think for those of us who are trying to be moderately objective, who are trying to be in the middle, to make with me, maybe it's because I was a political science major in school, being president or holding any office is almost a sacred thing. It's serious stuff. And yet this is being made into this is a circus. And Trump is the number one clown. And so, yeah, he's a good showman. And, yeah, he knows how to get laughs from people. He knows how to get emotions out of people. But how does that help when it comes to trying to select the person who, in a titular sense, is the person that runs the country?
Yes. But how do you want the country run? Because he is a businessman, and he ran this country like a business. And there was a lot of good that came out of that. Unfortunately,
absolutely,
there was also stuff that was not appreciated by a lot of people.
Yeah. So as we go ahead and look at 2024, you know, you think about I'm reading what some of the Republicans on Capitol Hill had to say and what folks are the politicians who are running away from Trump, more and more Republicans running away from him because they're getting fewer calls defending him. It used to be, it has been, the fact that a lot of people would follow Trump into a black hole. But there's less of that now because there's more confusion. Now, is this created by the news media because they want to get Trump? Or is it Trump and his own doing? He was talking about his birthday, and his birthday present was going to court. In Miami, some birthday, he said. Somebody heard him say that. And, you know, you're a product of your own doing. You can say that people are trying to get you, but are people trying to get you, or is it just a result of your own stuff?
It does seem that way.
Yeah, it does. I think that's more food for thought in this situation than probably anything else. All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to Good Day.
Do you want the lowest prices on wines and champagne shipped right to your door? TotalWine.com, America's largest independent wine retailer, ships to Panama City. Explore our vast selection of over 8,000 wines and find something you love all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Whether you're looking to enjoy a full-bodied Cabernet from Paso or crisp Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, TotalWine.com has you covered with great wines and Grand Cru champagne shipped right to your door. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Shipping available on wine and champagne only. Drink responsibly. B21.
Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's get into some interesting information here at 23 after the hour. It's social media time. And, Jay, there's a lot of speculation now that Pat Sajak has announced he will leave Wheel of Fortune in another year. Who replaces him? Who gets that job? Who would be number one on the hit parade of possibilities as to the next person to spend the next 41 years of his or her life? Can it be a woman, or should it be a man? All of these questions we will attack and approach right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This whole thing with Pat Sajak, I think this is a day, as somebody who's not really a follower of Wheel of Fortune, but I am because of him and his age, the same age as I am, you look upon these people as, oh, I want him to stay forever. That's my attitude, my approach to Pat Sajak is, why are you leaving? This is a job that only takes 21 days a year to do. He makes $8 million a year plus some. There's a bonus structure for the number of it's the syndication, the first play, and then there are what do they call it when you get residuals? That's what it is, residuals. So he makes another $8 million a year on the residuals. So what's so horrible about making almost $1 million a day? I don't know. Maybe he's got enough money. He doesn't care anymore. He lives in Annapolis, Maryland. I know he used to own a radio station there, and I used to be, this program used to be on that radio station. And I've only met him once. I thought he was charming. He was every bit as, he is what you see on TV, you know, sometimes with some of these people, they aren't what they seem to be. He is.
Yes.
Like Ed McMahon. Ed McMahon was exactly what you thought he was going to be, except, you know, well, anyway. So the question comes on who replaces Pat Sajak, and the speculation is wild, but one of the names that keeps surfacing seems to be on the top of the list, at least at this point in time, is Ryan Seacrest.
Which and makes sense.
I could see this.
Every other job.
Absolutely.
In the world.
Right.
At all times.
Yep. It could easily work.
Yeah, and he would succeed. He's very good at anything
he
does.
Of course he is. Yeah.
But he's a name that's reportedly being discussed. Of course, Vanna White, people would like to see.
She won't.
Maggie Sajak. Pat's daughter, who already works on the show and has been on camera when Vanna was taking over for Pat during his surgery, and then Maggie took over for Vanna. But online, some other people, other names that are being thrown around, Wayne Brady. People would like to see Wayne Brady, but he already has a show. He already has a game show.
Nah.
LeVar Burton, because he was up for Jeopardy.
Yep.
And that one fell through, so some people think that he could do good things with that. Snoop Dogg is one that's been going
on. Oh,
around.
My God.
Did
what a horror show that would be. No. One of the things that I think the picture in your mind, I think Vanna leaves when Pat does because the two of them are so associated, so close. I think the daughter becomes what Vanna has done, and Ryan becomes what Pat. Let's see if that happens.
I could see that happening.
Yeah, right. All right, speculation here. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Although inflation remains stubbornly high, the Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
The Federal Reserve has decided to break its streak of 10 consecutive rate increases and refrain from raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
In light of how far we've come in tightening policy, today we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that although inflation has significantly declined since reaching its peak last summer, it still exceeds the Fed's target line of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
Closing arguments are set for today in the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial. It comes after witness testimony wrapped up this week. The trial is to determine if Robert Bauer should receive the death penalty for the 2018 mass shooting that left 11 people dead. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Hour. More stimulating talk radio. I just love the way the stations say, this is more stimulating. Yeah, a lot of ways of stimulating people, thinking about what's going on in the world, what is it that's important to you, that sort of thing. the people that are in the news, the issues of the day, et cetera, et cetera. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here to talk about things like World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is taking place today, June the 15th. This is put together by the International Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse. Makes good sense, right? UN General Assembly designating this date as Elder Abuse Awareness Day. So how much of this is around? How much of it is a problem?
Sadly, too much.
A lot of it.
Way too much. And it could be people who are trying to care for their own family members, or even you think you put your loved one into a medical establishment where you would think that, well, these people, they can take better care of my loved one, and then you find elder abuse is happening there.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just knowing the symptoms, what to look for in terms of elder abuse, which are bed sores and bruises and chafing. Those can indicate that your loved one is being restrained to the bed or the wheelchair, physically abused, lost weight.
What sick person works in a place like this and has this attitude toward the folks who we're all here because of them?
Awful.
Yeah. So, by the way, the numbers here, when you look at the numbers of people in the world as the life cycle continues, we all live a little bit longer. In the next few years, the population, the folks who are old, considered elder, what is that, 70? I don't consider myself an elder, but some people would say I'm in that club. I'm trying to find a definition here age-wise. When the people that run this organization say the number of older people in the world will be 1.4 billion, what's the definition of older people?
Mm-hmm.
Is it age? Is it mental health?
Based on retirement.
Is it physical?
Age?
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. It isn't for me.
I do not consider 60s and 70s to be elderly.
No. Not at all. So I guess that would be where I'd start with this sort of thing. After we all admit that no matter what the age is, that the improper treatment of people who can't take care of themselves, it's like a baby. It's the same thing as baby abuse, infant abuse. This is the same thing, only at the other end of the scale. And who is, what mind, twisted, turned mind? Maybe it's the same, you know, I asked that question of the guy who runs the morgue at Harvard University, who's chopping up cadavers and selling stuff to people who want to buy a new hand or whatever the heck it is that they want to buy. So, all right, let's talk about Prince William, shall we, for a moment or two or three? He is continuing this mission that he's on. I don't know how many people know. This is a pretty good guy. He spends a lot of his time helping people who are homeless, because not only is it a problem here, but it's a problem in England, it's a problem all over, especially though in Europe, where they have been inundated by so many people from Ukraine. As the war goes on over there, millions and millions of people have fled, and they certainly aren't going to Russia. They go over to Greece, and then they go up, you know, Greece and Turkey, and then they sort of migrate up into Europe. And they find their way into France and into England. It's a huge problem in England. Huge. Huge problem. So we think we have a tough time here with homelessness. It is really because of, in part, what's going on there and other places in the Middle East. So Prince William, his development of this charity, actually he's been involved with it for about 15 years or so. And so he's, I guess they're building new homes in parts of London that are for young adults between the age of 18 and 24 to live there. And it's rent capped. It's the sort of thing that we would expect in some big city in America. And so this charity that he's created has helped 15,000 people so far since this started in 2005. So good for him. This is the kind of thing you'd expect. I don't know if Prince Charles ever did anything like this before he became the king. What else is he going to do? I suppose the other side of it is, the dark side is, what else does he do with his time? He doesn't have a job. His job is to be Prince William. right?
Well, it seems like there are a lot of things that come with that. It seems like they are pretty busy. They have tight schedules. But it also seems like this is a passion project for him. He is his mother's son, 100%.
Yeah.
And she was, what did they always call her? The people's princess.
Yep.
And he definitely follows in those footsteps. And when his turn comes to be king, you can tell that he's going to do a wonderful job. He is going to emulate pretty much what Queen Elizabeth II was.
Good stuff. Good to know what your place in life is and to use it properly no matter what your place in life. What's your place in life? Think about that. What is it that your brain tells you to do with your life, your freedom, your responsibilities? You know, all of those things are part of being a human being, part of becoming an adult. Here's the story of a woman whose car was captured on video, Jay, catapulting into the air. Okay, so use your imagination, then you can go Google this.
Oh, this
and
was
see.
Everywhere. Yeah, this video went viral. It was basically like watching Dukes of Hazzard, how they go up and
or a demolition derby.
Flies.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
And it was the tow truck and the ramp and everything. They were on the side of the road, and this video was caught from police chest camera. It's like she didn't even realize what was happening, and the car never hits the brakes. It just goes, flies, flips over. She was badly injured, and a young woman too, early 20s.
Yeah.
She was badly injured, and the fact that she survived that is a straight up miracle.
Social media, man. There it is. And what you don't want to have happen to you, what you don't want to see happen, frankly. Speaking of things that you don't want to see happen, there are a lot of people, more people this year apparently, have filed with the IRS to put off their tax returns being sent in. Money still had to be in April 15th if you owed it. But there are more and more people who are putting off this year's tax return for whatever the reason. And so as a result of that, there are our folks at the IRS, even though we don't like the IRS particularly, I don't like them and you don't like them, nobody likes them, we feel good because the new budget that they got through to deal with the deficit sort of nixes all these new IRS agents. But by the same token, there are things that you have to do and there are things that the IRS is looking for. If you don't want to have a high risk of being audited, there are honest mistakes and then there are crooked mistakes. And so it turns out that a lot of penalties, some of the hefty penalties that have been levied on people have gone back to the person or organization that did the filing. And there's only so much, you know, they'll say, well, I relied on what the taxpayer gave me for information. That apparently only goes so far. Because there are obvious things that happen on tax returns that a good preparer would notice. And if they aren't noticing it, it's either because A, they're incompetent, or B, they're dishonest, or maybe both. So the word to the wise here is when you are keeping records and when you're, and there's apparently one particular company that's really bad at this. That is that they are making a lot of mistakes. And people are getting hung up on them. I think it has to do with, should I mention the name? Yes or no?
Why not?
Well, the TurboTax people, they're connected to Intuit, aren't they? Isn't that the company that's connected to Intuit? I think TurboTax.
Oh, are they related?
I think so, yeah. That's the one apparently that there's the most problem with. At least that's if you believe what you read in the Wall Street Journal. And I do, frankly, most of the time. So I put that out there for your consideration. Another thing in the Wall Street Journal today is the coverage of the blitz going on in Washington. You know, we spent a couple of days, actually we spent a couple of weeks, we're still running those announcements to back AM radio, keeping them in the dashboards of new cars. Apparently, there are a number of broadcasters, a couple of hundred of them, that traveled to Washington this week to lobby with their congressmen and their senators. And the focus preserving AM radio and dashboards is, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's about the emergencies. Well, it's not really just about whether or not you're prepared for an emergency and what information you get on the radio, on AM radio, but the role AM plays, generally speaking, has been disrespected and undercut by a lot of different entities, including the people who sell you iPhones, Apple, and all these other behind the scenes. These people, keep this in mind as you buy these devices, Apple and that ilk have been working behind the scenes to try to convince members of Congress that AM radio need not survive because it's in their own best interest. That is the people who provide the iPhone to hook it up to the whatever the device is in the car. That's good for them. Not good for listeners, not good for AM radio. Even though the signal is there on the phone, it isn't as easily accessed as if you just have a button on the dashboard, push the button, I'm on AM radio.
Right.
Especially in times of emergency, but even if it isn't an emergency.
And sometimes those features just fail. Like the Bluetooth fails, or even if you have it hard line in with the USB or USB-C, sometimes it just becomes disconnected.
Yep. They're not your friends, let's put it to you that way. That coupled with Verizon, man, what a bunch of knuckleheads. Okay, that's enough on that. I want to help you. We're getting close to the end of the line here to order from Omaha Steaks. And I want to underscore what's going on. 30Doug is that code. OmahaSteaks.com is the web address. And the fact that you can pick all of these fabulous things for your father for Father's Day, get to it now. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the discount code 30Doug. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Nicholas Tracy, the theme from that, that was what it was called. in the time when Madonna seemed to have more starch than, what was his name, who played Dick Tracy?
Warren Beatty.
Yeah, Warren Beatty. All right, so why are we playing that theme, Chucker?
This day in movie history, Doug, June 15th, 1990, Dick Tracy, which was released by, I think it was Touchstone of Buena Vista, a division of Disney, hit theaters 1 year after the huge success of Warner Brothers' Batman. Dick Tracy was a visually really interesting, you could almost call stunning movie, but I felt somewhat hollow. Warren Beatty both starred. I think he wrote, he also directed it. They got Danny Elfman, who did the theme music to Batman, to come and do the score. This movie had a lot of good elements, but one that was not good for me, I thought Madonna ruined the movie. She's in it way too much. I don't think she's very appealing in this film. I know she had an affair with Warren Beatty. That probably
no, Warren Beatty had an affair with somebody he was in the movie with? That's shocking. Oh, my God, no.
But it made money, though. Never a sequel.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Right, tell me about Pedro Pascal. We were just talking about him off the air.
Yeah.
I know he was in Game of Thrones, but I'm wondering
he's become a big name from the HBO show The Last of Us, which is an end of the world zombie show based on a very popular video game. I liked it. I thought it was a good show.
Yeah,
I know. I did. I thought the last three or four episodes were outstanding. He's very good on that show. The little girl's great on that show. She's actually not. She's 19, playing 14, but she's very good. The actress in that show. But he's in The Mandalorian. He was in Equalizer 2. He was the villain in Wonder Woman 1984. He's offered a lot of different roles. He's become a.
Was he in that horrible movie, The Purge? Did I see that someplace?
I don't think he's
horrible
in that one.
TV show, no. That's a horrible, no. My God.
Horrible to your standard,
that?
But okay.
Yes, horrible to
Let me just point one more thing. One more thing I wanted to put on the air. This day in movie history, June 15, 2005, Batman Begins, directed by Chris Nolan, opens in theaters. It revives the Batman franchise over at Warner Brothers after the debacle of Batman and Robin with George Clooney. Like 7 years before. I love Batman Begins. It's my favorite all-time superhero movie. And here's the kicker, Doug. When the movie was over, me and my wife were driving home. Doctor's office called and said that the sex of our baby was a girl. And that would become my daughter, Sydney. I always remember that. Yeah, she said, having a girl. But my first reaction was, oh, damn, like she's not going to play baseball. But she went up. Being a
she does
athlete.
Play baseball.
So she runs and plays basketball. So and she's 17 now, which is hard to believe.
My God,
so
I can remember
that was an interesting memory in 2005.
Yeah, for sure.
One other one. Listen to this. So we'll talk about this. June 15, 1967, the release of The Dirty Dozen in theaters. Lee Marvin, Charles Bronson, Ernest Borgnine. Now think about this. Think about this. The casting of this movie, the stars of this movie. Lee Marvin, Charles Bronson, Ernest Borgnine, all actors, not 20-somethings. I mean, these are men over 40 years old.
They're in their 60s at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way movies, you know, all movies usually in the 60s, 70s, the lead actor was always 40-plus. You didn't see actors in their 20s.
Donald Sutherland played a crazy person. Remember that?
Yes, very good.
He was crazy.
Lee Marvin was awesome, no?
Yeah, I know.
That
role. Yep.
Yeah.
Deborah Messing is talking about scenes from Will and Grace that were awkward for her. Isn't there some talk about bringing Will and Grace back? Or wouldn't we talk about a movie? What's the talk about Will and Grace?
I'm sure they could do it on one of these streamers. I mean, Kelsey Grammer is bringing Frasier back on. Is it Paramount Plus?
Paramount Plus, I think.
I mean, they've done this iCarly, which is a Nickelodeon show, that's very successful on a streamer.
It's been 25 years. I think she's very appealing. I've always thought
she's too.
Very appealing.
They could easily bring that show back if they want.
Yeah, right. Exactly. She's done some other things as well. Okay, a question about Nick Jonas. Say again.
You're asking me? Go ahead, I'll give it to
you. Well, I'm just wondering, he's trying to be an actor, but he's a singer, right? Isn't he first and foremost a singer?
Yeah, I mean, look at Madonna.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah, right, look at Madonna. I'd rather look at Madonna than Nick Jonas, although these days I'm not sure. They both kind of look the same. All right, Chucker, nice job.
On that note, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, let's think about that for a minute. It's now 59 past on Good Day.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.